Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the stress-less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time that's designed just for you to take a pause and just relax into God's words of affirmation for you, and you'll pick up a practical soul care tip. You are going to help your body and your emotions restore calm. You're going to be activating your God-designed rest response. So, I have a question for you today. How much of your day is spent accomplishing a goal? And what is it, any type of activity do you have in your day where you don't have to have any expectations to meet? Is there anything that you can spend your time doing? Have a pocket of space where you're not thinking about getting anything done, but you can enjoy something just because it brings you peace or a smile to your heart. Or maybe it's comfort that you are needing today. Think about that. What's something that you can do today that's free of any obligations to anyone else? We're going to learn today that it's very important the way God designed your body and emotions. It actually needs that kind of space. We call it rest. But sometimes rest is not the perfect term, because sometimes when we think about rest, we think it means we're not accomplishing anything. But in fact, we are. We're meeting with our loving Savior. We're being intentional about spending time with Him. Think about the relationships that you treasure the most, whether it's with your best friend, or with your child, or your loved one, with your spouse. You know, the times where you feel so close and relaxed with them, it's when you're able to kind of break away from the routines where you're having to perform, right? Where you're just relaxing together. It almost doesn't even matter what you're doing as long as it's something that you're enjoying spending time together. So this is a very important element in your wellness, where you are free from expectations, performing any goals, or meeting any needs. You're doing that even right now as you're taking time to remember the things that are important to you. Your wellness that God has designed. It's within you from since you were little. The psalmist says that God has created you. God knew you, knit you together in your mother's womb. Before the rest of the world saw your beautiful eyes and your beautiful hands and your beautiful little feet, your loving Father had already seen you, because He shaped and created you. And He placed something in you that would protect you from the stresses of the world. And those are the things that bring you joy, calm, delight, peace, comfort, wellness. Relax now as you're reminded of those things in our time together.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Well, I came across a very interesting article this week that I wanted to share with you. I thought it was very helpful because it talks about how your brain and my brain is always at work. Now, there's a difference, though, in the type of work that the brain does. It's very helpful to understand that when a brain is working with stress, it enters into a state called fight, flight, or freeze mode. And so when you're under a deadline or there's pressure to perform or there's someone or something else where you feel like you need to meet a goal, your brain enters into that fight, flight, freeze mode. It just kind of stops everything around you, your body, your emotions, everything's kind of frozen for that time where you're trying to accomplish that task. And it's good for focused work, right? But our brain cannot function healthily and our body and emotions when we're constantly in that mode. We need to have our brain switch to a different type of work. And we know in soul care that it's a positive rest and relaxation mode. And as you've been listening in our Breathe community, this is something that we do. We activate it. It doesn't happen automatically. It can begin with a prayer because we're women of faith. We want to pray and remind ourselves of the truth in our mind of who we are. But we need to put faith. We need to put feet to faith, right? We need to take action that aligns with our identity as God's beloved. So here's the interesting thing. When we activate that rest response, one of the ways is that we want to do something, enjoy something, or it could even be silence where it's quiet. Anything that is free of expectation or goals, the mind, interestingly enough, will begin to relax. And that is one question we have. We just started our soul care school. In spring quarter, we're learning to rest with Jesus. And there was a very wise student. She shared that it seemed very difficult. In one of our sessions, she shared in the Q&A time, it's so difficult to quiet our minds. Our minds are always at work. And we just reassured her that this is true for all of us. Our mind is always at work. That's the way God designed our minds to work. We just want to help ourselves to focus on the positive of God's word and his affirmation. And we want to help our bodies to respond. So we don't just use our minds in our thoughts. We want to use our bodies, our emotions as a way to help our minds to relax and to focus on something that is peaceful, that can bring you joy or comfort. So one of the things that's so important is body movement or doing something where you can use your hands. Because all these things, when you're using your body for gentle movement, when you're listening to music, studies show that music can help your right brain, that's your emotional part of your brain, to relax. So you want to do more things that help you access your five senses. And so that's why gentle movement, like taking a walk, and it's so beautiful now. I myself had a difficult week. There's been some changes in my health. And of course, I immediately went into problem-solving mode, trying to Google, try to learn as much to help my body get better. But you know, there's a limit as to how much information we can take because we become just overthinking our problems. So it was a good sign for me. I can tell after being a soul care mentor now, I've been practicing soul care. I know everyone has a different way of knowing. You know, when you feel, okay, I am stressing too much over this. I have way too much information. So friend, when you find yourself in that place, there's a good part of our day we need to spend acquiring information, but we all know when we hit that limit, it's too much for our bodies, our emotions. So I went for a walk and I focused on, let me look at the trees. Let me look at the flowers. Let me listen to the birds. Let me feel that breeze on my face. Let me look at the color of the sky. And as soon as I was able to focus on my five senses with Jesus, I immediately felt better. I took a 20-minute walk. 10 minutes is the minimum. And your brain will release serotonin that's more abundant and effective to lower stress than 45 minutes at the gym. That's right. So in the moment, you might not feel that anything could release you from the stress. But if you practice soul care, one of them is about taking a 10-minute walk, but you need to activate your five senses. And music is very, very powerful. I started listening to music and setting some new songs in my playlist that would help me to feel peaceful, feel joyful. And I started playing it even during our meals at dinner time. And it just helped everybody feel a sense of relaxation at the end of the day, and we can enjoy our meal together. These are two rhythms that I want to remind you of this week. These are things that we already know, but it's so helpful to be reminded, isn't it? You can add some new playlists. You can take a different route on your walk. And so I just want to remind you that these rhythms are always available to us. The third thing I want to remind you about is to have other like-minded faith travelers on the journey. If you are on a journey of helping yourself improve your wellness, whether it's your body health, your emotional health, your relational health, or your spiritual health, it's so important to have other people, other voices. And I already see this happening in our soul care school. As soon as people start sharing their stories, it feels so good to know that we're not alone. This is not just a social experiment. This is, in fact, our spiritual identity. Jesus calls us to journey together. When Jesus says, "Come away with me for rest," Jesus was speaking to a group of followers. We're supposed to find rest together. There's definitely times we need, as Jesus showed us, we need that quiet space just for us. But we need to have a community where we can share the things we're going through and encourage each other. The brain actually lights up when we share our stories with one another. That's my third encouragement for you. It's the rhythm of sharing your story. It's so important because once you do that, research shows that your brain, it's stories, sharing our stories that allows us to feel stress resilient. It doesn't mean we need to give advice. In fact, good listening is just being able to allow the person to feel heard. And this is what we do for each other. And this is why Jesus came. He came to be a person that we can relate to. We can hear his words. We can see his actions. And in scripture, we can join him as he shares his words with us. And we step into the scene of the beautiful scripture. So friends, I just want to encourage you that you're not alone and that today we want to practice our breath prayer.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Our breath prayer is one of my favorite passages, and it's how I began the rhythm of rest. It was a beautiful promise, and I'd like to invite you to breathe this breath prayer with me today. This breath prayer is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 to 12. And our breath prayer will come from one particular phrase, but I will read to you this passage. For just as rain and snow fall from heaven and do not return without watering the earth, making it bud and sprout, and providing seed to sow and food to eat, so my word that proceeds from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper where I send it. You will indeed go out with joy and be led forth in peace. and the mountains and the hills will burst into singing before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. What is the phrase or the word that just drew you into that place of peace with God today? I want to offer today's breath prayer, the words that spoke to me. My word will not return empty, but it will accomplish what I please. Breathe in. My word will not return to me empty. Breathe out. It will accomplish what I please. Breathe in. My word will not return to me empty. Breathe out. It will accomplish what I please. Dear friend, if you breathe in God's word, spend time to quiet your heart, God's word will blossom. His word is like a seed planted in your heart, and you are good soil, my friend. You just need to take the time to water that seed and to breathe it in. Dear friend, if you haven't had an opportunity, I invite you to join my Soul Care School, where together we can breathe in God's word and exhale our stress. The spring quarter's focus is to breathe rest with Jesus. It's a spiritually restful time where I'll guide you weekly to breathe in God's word and to have an easy way to be reminded and encouraged to slow down and to spend time learning a spiritual practice of listening to God's word so that you can really hear God speak his loving words to you. Sign up at mysoulcareschool.com. Mysoulcareschool.com. We are going to be closing registration, but I want to invite you and encourage you to join this one last opportunity. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are always whispering words of peace and joy. Give us courage to pause, to slow down, and to walk outside and look at how you've placed love notes in creation to remind us that your word will never return void. Every spring, no matter how harsh the winter, how barren, spring always comes. Lord Jesus, I pray for the one who's listening. Touch her heart with your reassuring whisper of rest to remind her that you created her for beauty, for peace, for joy and rest, to replenish her heart with what she needs for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I want to remind you to pick up a copy of my best-selling book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. And I want to invite you to pick up a copy of Whispers of Rest. It became the number one devotional in Christian meditation when it released. It's definitely a fan favorite. I get email all the time. Many people revisit this devotional year after year. And I myself revisit Whispers of Rest because these are the 40 most beautiful passages that bring my spirit and my body and emotions to rest. When you go down this journey of listening to God's whispers of rest, you will receive the peace and the joy that God intended and promised for you. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.